Yeah, that guy's done some. He has a habit of doing it, just vanishing with it. It's not the first time it's happened with this. I'm curious what the story is behind it, because he's doing other projects, but it's not the first or second time he's done that with something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard, is it's kind of his MO. But, at least, open source everything if he hasn't already, just so, somebody might pick it up.
Well, what's neat is when he showed off at DCC, I want to say 2 years ago or a year or two ago, whatever it was now, an APRS version of it that he was building that had the GPS, so he had an SMA connector for the GPS, but that hasn't been quote-unquote coming soon, and there's photos, and it's been 2 years or 3 years now, and yeah, so he had you plug an SMA GPS antenna in, and then plug the radio, your mini in over to your radio for VHF, and away you go. But I'm curious if he was using the dev work for the SMT, for the Nino itself in conjunction with the doing that stuff. But I mean, it's not like he's, Nino's got all the source code for the stuff out there, so it's open source. You gotta build regular Ninos, so yeah. Oh well. But I fixed my Etsy shop and I started getting orders again, so I've been shipping. Had someone ask order terracotta. I forgot I had that filament listed, but I did have a spool of terracotta that showed up in one of my orders before we moved. So I was like, well, I got a whole spool here. I doubt anybody would want it, but it makes it, another option you can order.